We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know.
There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you gotta go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family. Independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at flemington.com.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Welcome back to Speaking Millennial.
Yay.
All right, I'm here
but
with
wait, hold on. Yeah. I got to stop for a second.
We have a standard intro.
We have literally 6 people here. Yes. Steve tried to get an applause break started. One person applauded out of the 6.
This reminded me.
The saddest applause break ever.
One of my first stand-up nights, I had 11 people. And they didn't sit together. They scattered.
Yeah, that's how they do it. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Bigger is always better when it comes to stand-up audiences. 6 people makes it awkward. Oh, yeah. Because we have to, like, deal with all these people on an individual basis now. This is like an AA meeting.
Crowd work.
Yeah.
So we've got Steve Trevelise here. Welcome, Steve. And Jessica Nutt. And we only have 2 mics.
And now I'm not going to do any talking because you never stop talking.
And that actually is the problem, that I will just continue to talk straight through.
Yeah, it's done.
All right, so we don't have a subject for this podcast.
No, the subject is, where is everybody?
Live podcast? No. Yeah. I can't see to the back of the room. The crowd is so big.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel like everybody is with Melania right now. Nobody knows where they are.
I was going to say Richard Simmons, but go ahead. You go with Melania.
No, but Melania. Bill, you're
Did you order
a Trump
these lights?
Guy. Where is Melania? Does anybody know? Where is he?
Why does it matter?
Where's Melania? It's been 22 days. She's not anywhere. This is
a big
deal.
It really hasn't, though. She was in the hospital. She's recovering.
Yeah.
Anyway, who ordered these lights?
Yeah, they're too low.
I feel like it's a truck. Yeah. No, I don't like them at all. It's like a truck coming at me. Look at that. Or a train.
They get closer and closer as the night goes on.
Now, if anybody who is here early wants to say something, they could just pop up and I'll hand them the mic.
Oh, wow.
Which is very dangerous. So if you have a question for Steve, come on up.
We can do audience Q&A.
All right, Jessica, do you feel that we were prepared for this podcast?
I feel like we came together and we made it happen.
All right, I think so.
That's how my children were born.
Hold on, wait a minute. When will this one drop? 3 weeks?
Well, we could make a drop on Wednesday if we want. I mean, I think we should do it close to the...
So, Jessica and Kristen, my producer for the morning show, were on Friday for the wedding segment, both getting married.
To each other.
Not to each other.
No, it's a very progressive. Yeah.
The big question is, Jessica waited to order her invitations until what most consider the deadline to send them out. So you left the station in a hurry on Friday. How'd it go?
I went to a place Friday and I ordered them, but it kind of takes 4 weeks to order them.
No.
And I need them in 4 days. So I just have to take deep breaths when they say, we'll let you know on Tuesday, and it's now Saturday.
Oh my goodness. And this is the biggest faux pas anyone could possibly
make. It's
really
upsetting, okay? It is. Because my mom doesn't want the regular invitations that you can print out at Staples. We have to go get fancy, traditional ones.
You know what? Don't worry about it. Women, they kill themselves over these weddings. Chris, my wife is here. Honey, how much work did I do for our wedding? Zero. And how great was it? It was a great wedding.
No, the weddings are better if the groom is not involved.
Exactly.
Right? Chase is not involved, is he?
I ask him for help, and he says he doesn't want to take any responsibility for any of the decisions made.
Exactly.
Because he doesn't want to have to defend them. So there we go.
By the way, if this were me and my wife, all I would be doing is talking about the invitations, and I would be driving her nuts. I'd be like, I know I'm not involved in this wedding at all, but we've ruined it without the invitations. How can anybody
She's
know
judging you
wedding?
Right now. I can see it.
Oh, yeah, no.
Trevor, were you involved in your wedding?
Waves not of judgment.
At all?
My wife did the whole wedding.
Yeah.
Caesar's Casino we got married at, right on the beach in Atlantic City.
Were you dressed like Caesar?
No kidding.
Really? Did you wear a toga?
You got married outside Jersey Shore summer?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Last Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you honeymoon?
We honeymooned in Hawaii.
Wow.
So you went
this fancy guy.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and that was the vacation.
That was the real honeymoon.
You went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame on your honeymoon?
No, we went to Hawaii on the honeymoon. And then like about 2 months later, we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and that was the greatest vacation of my life.
Wow.
John Lennon exhibit, 50-yard line seats, Giants Browns, friend comes up from Pittsburgh to drink with us. Does it get any better? Really?
Well, how about your wedding? I think your wedding probably
isn't your wife right over here? Is she nodding in agreement? She's not even...
She's doing
her
it the
back
right
is to us. Her back is actually to us now.
She's not even paying attention. No, but Jessica, don't worry about your invitations. No, I mean...
You don't want anyone to be there?
No, people are going to be there. We got to save the dates like 9 months ago.
Yeah, but people forget, and then they make vacation plans, and they rent shore houses like in LBI for a week, and then they can't come.
Yeah, here's the thing. Chris, we're going, right? You never got an invitation?
Oh,
oh
no.
My God.
Wow. Everyone's going to think I'm a jerk now.
Yeah.
Chris, I thought women stick together. What happened? You sold your sister right out.
I'm married to him for way too long. Sorry. Right.
Is that it? It's the Jay Black sarcasm coming out? I told her, my advice was do Evites.
Yeah, ooh,
Evites. Like send an email. And I think that's totally appropriate. You could even print the email and frame it.
Group text.
I'm getting no's and dead, obviously. Not do that head shake.
No, send a group text. Group text. Do like wedding and then put like a ring emoji and then August 4th, exclamation mark.
I have a group chat, but then you're only going to get like my 7 girlfriends coming, not everyone else.
Well, get everybody else. You can put everybody else on there. If you're going through the work of calligraphy, you can get all their phone numbers and text
Are you doing calligraphy?
No, I'm writing them myself.
You're writing your own invitations?
She's going to write them out. So let's walk through this. The invitations will not be ready for 4 weeks.
No,
it's right?
Like 2 weeks, I think. 2 weeks.
All right, so 2 weeks. Where does that put you? Middle of June.
Middle of June.
How long to write them out?
Well, in my car, I brought some pretty pens, and everyone here is going to grab an envelope, and they're going to fill out cards for me.
Oh, nice. You guys can be involved. That's so wonderful.
before you start drinking, right?
You know how many? Do you realize how many penis pictures will be on your invitations if you do that? Literally 80% will be just penis pictures.
That would not be helpful.
Yeah, there we go. These two guys will come.
Yeah, if you work, you get invited.
These two guys actually came with envelopes with penis pictures on them already, just because that's how they travel.
That is not helpful.
Yeah. Monogrammed, yes. No, but yeah, so 2 weeks, yeah, they go out and you
so
get
so 2 weeks, then they go out, but then you got to process the responses, which is why I said do the Evite. You just click I'm going, plus right. one or not.
When is the RSVP
pick the fish
by,
or the chicken?
July 15th. You have to tell me if you want filet mignon or Chilean sea bass or the vegetarian.
Oh, filet mignon. Filet
why
mignon,
is there
yeah.
a vegetarian option?
Yeah.
Isn't going to offer it, but you have to be accommodating to people's health.
Did you
needs.
Know that Spadia was
what?
Coming?
Wait a minute. Did yeah. you hear that?
This is
accommodating
bullshit.
Accommodating to people's health needs.
They have to be accommodating
I think
to your needs.
It's exactly.
Your
it's her wedding.
How about this? Don't Wait. Invite vegetarians to your
what
wedding.
What is the vegetarian option?
I don't know yet. Is that a bad thing? They're just going to have to eat a salad or something.
Eggplant, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, eggplant yeah. parmesan is delicious.
They give the meat to somebody.
You know what they can do? They can eat the stuff I won't eat on my filet mignon list.
He's asking You're- me if I have favors or not. Flavors or favors?
What do you mean favors? Like
favors.
What?
Like somebody.
Gifts. See, I have 2 months to figure out all these details, and I'm freaking.
Wait, do you get gifts?
You can like, there's like the thing where you get
Yankee
the centerpiece
no
and
likes
nobody
Yankee
wants
candles.
It.
I'm gonna get everyone's.
Sir,
have
are
my
you here from Wedding Monthly
scented.
Magazine? What are you doing? Like we're. Yeah. So, he's divorced. Don't do what
wedding.
He did.
Wait,
man.
You're going through a divorce
he's
right now.
Very involved, but I got
You were involved with the divorce or the marriage?
It was definitely involved in the divorce.
Oh, Chris, do we have our save the dates for our divorce? Do we have those to send out? The way she's looking at me, I'm guessing yes. Are they out of the car?
You may not be surprised to hear this, but during the wedding segment we do every month, more divorced men and women call than married men and women.
Yeah, because the married
advice.
Men and women are happily in their house. They're not
in
out
bliss.
Driving. They're in bliss. Like us, honey. Right? Why that she
Jessica,
shot a gun
take
at
no advice from Jay. I think the Evite was just a good idea.
I think it would have been really complicated to organize, and we're going to stick to the regular route.
Wait a second. You're on the radio. Just invite everybody on the radio. Just say, hey, if you're one of my friends, August
Not
4th.
Not everybody lives in New Jersey.
Well, there's a stream. Say, hey, everybody, listen to NJ 101.5 on Friday. I got a big announcement to make. And then go, you're all invited to my wedding.
I can't wait for a million people to be standing at the door.
Well, you invited Vinny Brand. How could it get worse than that?
Oh, poor Vinny. Is Vinny here?
Vinny is not here tonight.
No, he's not. We're going to see him tomorrow.
So we're going to see him tomorrow yes. with Kevin Nealon.
That's right.
And then Vinny and I are going to be at Bananas. Did you hear about this?
No.
What is in Hasbrook Heights.
That's Bananas.
Right?
Yeah,
isn't
that
it?
Is totally bananas.
No, they reopened. New ownership. Yeah, they reopened. And then Vinny dragged me into host.
Yeah.
The hotel.
So
I don't know. It's.
I keep.
Does a bit. It's a famous bit where Bananas Comedy Club. He goes. They have this big plastic banana. It's in a closet. And when the Schwartz Bar Mitzvah is over with, they bring in the big plastic banana. Now it's Bananas Comedy Club.
Wow.
Are you guys going to have the step and repeat there?
There's a whole battle over the step and repeat. Do you know how many we own as a station? Number one station in New Jersey.
Right.
One. This is it.
This is it. So this step
did
and
you,
repeat.
You didn't have it with you today, or did you have to
you
bring got, it?
You need to explain to people what the step and repeat is. These are civilians. They're not entertainment people
First of
like
all,
us.
I didn't know that it was called a step and repeat either. It's because you step up, shake hands, take a picture, and then repeat.
Yeah. That's why?
Yeah, it's like shampoo.
What did you
repeat? What did you think it was?
I had no idea.
By the way,
they kept saying it. I didn't know what they were talking about.
I love that they put repeat if desired on a shampoo to make you use it more, which you could literally right. put on any product.
Like if you think you're clean after one, hey, have at it.
Yeah,
good luck.
You could put
good
it
luck.
On peanut butter.
No
like
problem.
You could say like spread on the
Stop,
bread.
We're not talking about peanut butter. We're not doing it, yeah. Jay. We're not doing it. Chris, did you hear the last episode about peanut butter? It was horrible.
Wait, no, it wasn't
why
horrible.
Why was it so bad? We talked about
because
waste.
I double dip.
Oh, yeah.
It's my
it's
peanut
visual,
butter.
It's the if visual I'm, of okay. Jay double dipping.
All right, listen to this, the seven people that are here and understand this. If they
That's
were
nine done, now.
So what they do is they'll eat Crab peanut growing. Butter out of the jar, which is great. That's what I do. But they just use a different spoon for every bite, and they fill up their sink with spoons because I guess they're
or
super
you just
rich.
Take one bite and then put the lid back
no,
on.
No, who eats one bite of peanut butter
just
out of
take
the jar?
One.
Well, okay.
One really big one.
By the way, I outweigh you by 375 pounds. Yeah, there's no possible way that I could have just one bite of peanut butter.
Maybe you wouldn't if you only had one bite of peanut butter.
Okay, that's a good point. I'm not going to deny you. But I said it's okay to double dip if it's your own peanut butter. Is that, yeah, look.
I'm okay with the double dip, not okay with the Nutella dip.
The Nutella
dip. Oh, right, because the peanut butter gets into the Nutella. Here's the problem with Jay. Now we learned he eats the peanut butter off the spoon.
That's right.
Then uses that spoon to dip into the Nutella.
Oh, yeah,
so not only are you getting peanut butter, but you're getting Jay's saliva in the Nutella.
Chris, let's be honest.
And I'm going to tell you, there's no way that that is acceptable.
Chris, let's be honest.
At any level. Even if you lived alone, that would not be acceptable.
Chris, let's be honest.
A dishwasher. Just put a new spoon in every time.
By the way, my wife and I have had some trouble putting spoons in the dishwasher. Not me. I tend to leave them in the sink, so you brought up a very sore subject with us. And number two, honey, let's be honest. Nutella and peanut butter is not the grossest thing for me you've had inside you. I mean, I'm just saying.
You guys, it's really where Jay always goes there.
No, I go there.
This is now uncomfortable for everyone.
No, these people
love it.
This
is about the time when Jessica checks her Instagram and just tunes out.
These people are feeling great. They're having a good time, and they like to imagine me and my wife having sex.
So the bar is open, in case you now need a drink.
Hey, who is your divorce lawyer over here? Just out of curiosity. No, I'm only joking. No, is it? Yeah, you should probably ask.
I think Chris already asked him. That's why he's not answering. I wonder if you don't need to know.
I wonder if people at home. I wonder if people at home listening to the podcast right now can feel the discomfort just like emanating out of the radio.
It's awkward, and I feel that I'm stuck here.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. Like, I love it.
I can't. There's nowhere to go.
You know what?
I can't get up. I can't. You'll notice if I leave.
I think that we should probably distract them. Steve, let's make out.
I was going to say you can go on Instagram. That's usually a good outlet for me.
Actually, my phone is buzzing, and I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking I may.
I gotta get on the tickets. I gotta make sure.
Get over there, Steve. You don't want to.
It did. It got really awkward.
It didn't get awkward. These people are fine. They know that. I don't know if you're aware of this, but married.
Drunk. Look at
this. I don't know if you're aware of this. Married people have sex at least once a month. I hope you're prepared for this when you get married.
Once a month.
Twice a month.
You know what happened? Literally arms folded. Arms folded in the audience. That's what happened.
We do it all the time, right, baby? Yeah.
Oh, more than once a month.
Should we start interviewing people in the crowd?
Like that. Look at that.
How many people...
He's got to have sex more. He's wearing that shirt.
Yeah, look at that. That guy's showing off.
Yeah, he gets to have sex. He knows. I wear the orange shirt. I can get some.
Is that orange to you? That looks red to me.
No, that's orange.
Is that orange? Look at all the people regretting coming early for the podcast.
I and then there was a whole thing. Art was here early, and he looked at me. So Art is with Kevin Mirren, City of Angels.
Oh, okay.
And I see him here. I get here. I was here, what was that, Art, about 6:15? And he looked at me. He's like, hey, heard you wanted the doors open early.
Oh, really? Like
we didn't know what room we were in. We were in the other, so you blame me.
Oh, yeah. Did you stop by the Chess Federation?
I did not. I saw that.
Yeah.
Chess Federation is having their big event here at the Cherry Hill Crown Plaza.
Yeah.
What do you think they're doing in it? Do they have sidebar conversations and discuss moves?
No, I don't think they talk to each other.
You don't think they talk?
No, I think that, by the way, I think they're just looking at the girls walking by trying to figure out what those are. Probably just saying, like, what? They look like men, but they're soft and curvy. I don't get it. These chess guys did not look like they... I mean, these people don't have sex often, but they have sex more than the chess guys. That's for sure.
You think?
Oh, for sure.
Are those the guys that had the green things around their neck walking in?
The nooses? I don't know.
No, the lanyards.
Oh, they had lanyards? Oh, yeah, I guess you want to be part... Well, there's two things going on. There's the
wedding. I was thinking about wedding crashing all day.
Oh, really?
Where's the wedding? There's a wedding going on?
Not to throw out that idea too loud, but...
Go in
what
there.
What room is the wedding in?
I pass it on my way over.
Go steal their invitations and cross out their name.
Are they passing hors d'oeuvres?
Was it? Yeah.
Were they passing hors d'oeuvres?
I just saw the gift bags when I was asking where our room was. I didn't see. They have nice little emoji gift bags.
Wait, what kind of hors d'oeuvres are you going to have? Will it be shrimp?
There will not be a raw bar, but there will be cocktail shrimp. So like shrimp cocktail.
Wait, did you say a gift bag? Like you want a bag of shrimp?
No, I don't want a gift bag. No. I want to know what food is going to be like. Is there food being passed?
You got the baby lamb chops?
I get hungry. I love the baby lamb chops.
I wouldn't believe how like it's like such a point of contention, every little decision. So I don't know if I'm going to have little blanket hot dogs or like bacon-wrapped dates. Like it's all over the place.
Bacon-wrapped dates?
Have you ever had the bacon-wrapped dates?
Sometimes.
It's salty and sweet all at the same time.
Sometimes I'll go out on a date with my wife and I'll wrap myself in bacon.
What?
Gets her going. She likes that.
Well, yeah. Bacon wrapped date.
Yeah, bacon. See what I did, everybody? That's what we call a pun in the business. Look at that. Look at. Can you feel the sarcasm coming from the clap?
Wait, what about the mini lamb chops? That's a good question. Was that on the menu?
I think there's mini crab cakes. I'm trying to stick with seafood as much as I can because it's summer.
Jumbo shrimp?
Yeah.
Lobster tails?
Not lobster tails.
Jumbo shrimp? That works.
Lobster tails. Blows the budget. Blows the budget.
We had lobster tails, baby lamb.
Did you?
Yeah, we had the baby lamb chops, like the lamb sickles.
Oh, I love the lamb sickles.
Are those lamb chops?
Did you go to your cocktail hour for your wedding? You went to the cocktail hour and ate hors d'oeuvres at your wedding?
We had people following us around.
That's amazing.
They were just handing me food.
See, because I want you don't people following me around with like Chick-fil-A nuggets, though. Yeah.
I mean, all you do is you start one conversation and somebody comes over and you get into that conversation and somebody comes over. So we had a couple that were just behind us with like plates of food handing us the appetizers.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Better than granola bars.
It was great. And then the
a lot of the callers said, right? Keep a granola bar in your
They told you to keep a granola bar just appetizers. In case. Well, because they say the bride forgets to eat. Right. That's the whole thing.
And that's the last time she forgets to eat. Ha, ha, ha. It's a joke, honey. You look great. It was a joke because the wedding.
All of a sudden, it turned south.
Jokes.
Like that really chipper smile that you had, Christina. Just look at that.
It's just a joke.
Did you watch her entire demeanor change?
Listen, these people come.
I'm thinking that seat is now available for a cash customer.
I can't wait to start double dipping in the peanut butter jar now and eating as much peanut butter as I want.
That's
cocktail sauce.
Yeah.
The sign of true love. When you look your husband right in the eye that first day, you come back from you take one bite.
He would literally kill me.
And then you take another bite right in front of him like that, and you go, this is how it is now. Welcome to your life. And that's marriage in a nutshell.
He's at his bachelor party this weekend, and he's in Dewey Beach, Delaware. Is that a beach?
Check, do you have Find My iPhone?
Oh my God, if I had Find My iPhone and we were synced up, that would be amazing.
Dewey Beach.
I could just follow him around
all the time. It didn't start, Dewey.
You can find him right now, live.
Yeah, let's do it now.
Right?
If he comes home covered in glitter, don't buy that he was just doing art supplies.
I just feel like his whole life has been like a bachelor party. Why does he need a bachelor party?
Was that?
His whole life has been like a bachelor party. Why
what do you mean? It's like he just hangs out at strip clubs drunk all the time?
Probably, yeah. I don't know what he's been doing in the past couple years.
That's love. That is love right there. That you're saying, this guy that I met at a strip club, I just want to marry. So is he at a strip club? Is he doing the strip club thing, or did you not ask?
I hope not. I doubt it because, I don't know, Beach Town, do they have strip clubs? I was trying to ask him.
I was trying to ask him,
and he was like, can we stop talking about this? Like, he got very awkward.
Oh, really?
He did not plan it. His brother.
Did he sit you down and said, don't ask me about my business, Kay? Because that's when it's going to turn
south. What movie is that from?
See?
Godfather. There we go. Right there in the front line. That's Michael. Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah, they're already here.
Yeah.
Wait, for what?
He said, just in case it doesn't work out, can I get your phone number?
Oh, no.
Wow.
People are so negative, all these people.
Wow.
They're like, don't get married. I'm like, I want to get married.
Yeah, no, get married. It's awesome. I mean, not for my wife, but for me, it's been wonderful. I eat better.
Someone does your laundry.
Well, let's not overstate.
No, okay. Yeah, no. All right, good. I can check that off my list, too. I don't have to do laundry.
It's the modern world. You don't have to do much, but, you know. we should call him and see if he's at a strip club.
All right. Let me get my phone.
Yeah, get the phone. Let's find out.
I think that's a smart idea.
Yeah, we're calling the boyfriend.
Now, here's the question. Does he answer the phone knowing it's Jessica? At what point, how many drinks in do you not answer the phone?
Well, you know what?
Is it three drinks in?
I guess it depends. Do you think the stripper's going to answer?
I don't think there's a stripper.
Chase is indisposed right now.
I'm betting beach bar.
Beach bar?
Yeah, it's hot and humid, and there's seven drinks in.
You know where I went on my...
You want to do the over-under? Right now. By 7:30 at night?
You know where I went on my bachelor party?
Where?
Dave & Buster's, and I played Dance Dance Revolution drunk.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. Chris, am I turning you on? You went to a strip club?
Of course. Your wife went to a strip club, of course.
Just getting banged in the face
by
wieners.
You should text him and say, the question we're having is, will he answer? At what point is it, like, he knows it's you.
Do I FaceTime him or one of his friends that might
Don't FaceTime.
Answer?
Are you FaceTiming?
I think FaceTime is exactly what you do.
No.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on.
Give him at least some level of FaceTime. Deniability.
All right, who thinks that he's going to answer? Really? By your applause, because it's audio.
It's audio.
Who thinks he's ducking this call? You think he's ducking?
For sure.
I don't know. I don't know.
The only smart move.
I think FaceTime, definitely FaceTime.
I'm just wondering if I call him or his friend. Maybe he'll be more likely to pick up if I just call and don't FaceTime.
Yeah, call. Listen, you got to give him believable deniability.
You got to have. If he's in the strip club, then the FaceTime becomes a lot more.
If the background music is
dangerous.
If that's the background music, he is not just hanging out. Oh, one of my buddies is just playing on his phone, honey. I don't know.
All right, do I FaceTime the friend that might answer?
Let's wait. Hang on.
I think you have to call him.
Let's look up strip clubs in Dewey Beach, and then I'll have him paged.
And then we'll do we'll ask which one is he at.
Yeah.
Right. We'll have him paged.
Yeah. Let's have him paged.
Why don't we call the strip club?
Let's call the strip club and have him paged.
Let's call the strip club. I love it,
honey. If you see a strip club from Dewey Beach on my phone,
right? I think he's not at a strip club. They're on the beach.
Hang on. Let me look up strip clubs Dewey Beach.
All right. So I think I would call.
Are you sure Dewey Beach isn't just like some kind of euphemism for something he's doing? Oh, okay.
God, your mind, where it goes, Jay.
Dewey Beach Strip Club.
Call?
I think you call. All right, let's hear it. All right, so you looking this up?
I'm looking it up right now.
All right, so we're now calling Jessica's fiance.
Oh, there's a best gentleman.
On his bachelor party.
Let me look up my app. Oh, there's the Hurricane Bikini Club. There's Whispers. There's Chase Lounge. There's a place called Chase Lounge.
You
know what? He probably went there ironically for a T-shirt or something.
Yeah.
That's
T-shirt.
Yeah, Chase Lounge, adult entertainment.
Six rings.
I have it on speaker. I feel like it. Can you guys hear it ring?
Yeah. Wow. I'm trying to figure out what the name of this podcast will be. Maybe the beginning of the end?
I think you guys are trying to call off this wedding before it even happens.
Please leave your message for Chase Gibson.
Should I leave him one?
Yeah, leave him a message.
Hi, I hope you're having fun, and we are doing a podcast right now. We'd love to know if you're at a strip club right now.
Just text something, Chase, anything.
Just text us if you're alive, and we want to know if you're at the Chase Lounge in Dewey Beach.
Yeah, he's got to be.
All right, you probably are. All right, have fun. Bye, love you.
I feel like I won the bet.
What?
I think you did.
Right? I said there was no way he was going to answer, There was no way. Now here's the follow-up. He's going to text her in the next few minutes.
Right.
Oh, honey, sorry. I couldn't hear the phone.
I couldn't hear the phone.
Hear the phone. But it buzzed in my pocket. And
I couldn't hear the phone.
And I'm like, wait, I missed the call.
Baby, I couldn't hear the phone over all the children's at this children's hospital that I'm volunteering at in Dewey Beach.
I'm reading
to the children, and so are the strippers.
I'm going to Charleston for my bachelorette, and I was like kind of sad. I was like, I wish you were coming on this trip with me. And then he was like, no, literally not the point.
The point is to go. By the way, we're trying to figure out if Jessica goes to a strip club for dudes, like a dude strip club. What's that called, honey?
Like a
Chippendales or something. What the name of the stripper would be.
Tatum Tanning used to work at a Chippendales.
Who did?
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum? Well, with that body, how could he not?
Yeah.
He's built from granite.
That would be a good show.
Yeah. But no, I was saying that if you go there, the name of the strip club should be Charleston Chew.
Oh, I like that.
Right? Charleston Chew, get it?
I get the candy.
Yeah, well, because it... Okay, Jessica.
Go ahead, Jay.
When a man and a woman love each other very much...
they chew.
I don't know.
I feel like there's not chewing.
I feel like you're just making it gross, Jay. I think you're just making it gross.
We've been doing it wrong this whole time. You told me there was chewing. That explains why we had to stop after three kids.
God, the mental image right now is horrible.
Oh, you don't need a mental image. Here.
I can't unknow
it. I have a video on my phone, Bill.
I'll never unknow it.
No,
there's a picture?
No, there's no picture.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so by a round of applause, should Jessica go to a Chippendales in Charleston on her bachelorette party? Yeah.
Are there strip clubs in Charleston is one of these sophisticated
towns.
There's
a Chippendales, and then I guess on South Street, there's another place called Wienerville.
Has he texted yet?
Wienerville? No, I don't.
You don't think he's going to text to say I missed the call?
No.
I think he's going to pretend that he left his phone somewhere.
I think there's no chance.
Yeah, no, there's literally no chance. He is.
You thought he was going to answer.
No, I didn't think.
Did you?
I said no. These people thought yes. They believe in love. These people believe in love.
The crowd thought he was going to answer.
Yeah, we know that. Listen, I don't think there's anything bad going on.
I was hoping I could get one of his friends to answer because I just want to know what's going on over there.
No, but you've got to understand, guys cover for each other. He'll pick up and be like, oh, my God, Chase is running a marathon right now. He can't call.
Yeah, he's at Dave and Buster's.
I went to Dave and Buster's for real. I didn't go anywhere.
Just making everyone sad, Jay.
No, it was awesome. I got drunk. I played Dance Dance Revolution. It was awesome.
So we've got to end this podcast.
No, we don't. I think we should keep going.
We have to end the podcast. I'm sorry. But it has to end.
What's going
to
be the close?
Close. Hang on. Chase needs to be the close. We got to get him to call to close out the podcast.
No, he's ignoring the calls. She's called him.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. We leave him alone. Yeah.
I'm using up all my goodwill for the weekend.
Is it a whole weekend of bachelor party?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my goodness.
I was already bugging him the whole ride down, but it was helpful that I did because I didn't know that I should have put Junior on the invitation, and it would have looked like I was marrying his dad, so that saved the day.
Oh, okay.
Oh, interesting. Diana's here.
Who's this?
Diana Gebbia. She's back with us.
Was she on the podcast?
No, she's never been on the podcast, but she was a staple at New Jersey 101.5. Good to see you.
Hello,
good
Diana.
Good to see you, too.
So what are you doing now?
Part-time on air for you guys, and then I'm doing traffic and continuity and all that fun stuff over at our shore stations. I'm also on the Hawk and then the Point. So
how about that? Successful radio career. How about that?
Are you broadcasting in Dewey Beach? Could we get you to maybe like put an All Points bulletin out for Chase?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think she was here for the early part of this.
Okay. Diana just walked in.
Oh, okay.
Did not hear any of the whole conversation.
I assure you.
Anyway, good to see you.
You too. Ring's gorgeous, by the way.
So I was looking for an end to the podcast, and I feel like it's the podcast that won't end.
No,
and I want it to end. Like, I need this to end.
Bill, we should wait till we get a big laugh to go out on, so it might take a while.
It might. Let's hope the show's better.
We gotta start the show at
Yeah, end. We really do.
No.
All right, so this episode will drop next Wednesday.
Let's do it Wednesday.
Let's do it Wednesday.
And then
what's the title?
The beginning of the end.
That's perfect.
Or just Chase went to ignore call. Like it's something like that.
No,
it's something about
let
ignore
it ring.
Call. It did ring. That's true.
He didn't hit ignore.
That's actually true. All right. Thank you guys for participating. I am Bill Spadia. Follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. I'm with Steve Trevelise. Follow him at Real Steve Trev and Jessica Nutt at Chasing Jess Nutt. And find Jay somewhere in an alley somewhere.
At Chase's Lounge, Dewey Beach, every Friday and Saturday. Thank you.